This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
I believe that God's raising up powerful mothers in the end days. Amen. I believe you are overcomers in God. And you know, sometimes when you're rearing children, things aren't always easy. Sometimes it's a challenge. Can I get an amen from the ladies? But you ladies can handle it. Amen. You're up for any challenge that life may throw at you. Amen. And I'm going to start off because we're going to be talking about faith mothers of the Bible this morning. But I want to start off with some key scriptures that you can stand on to stand strong in being a mother of faith. Amen? Jesus said it this way in John 16, 33. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you. In me you will have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen. This scripture reveals the power of Jesus overcoming every circumstance in his life. And he had a lot of negative circumstances happening to him while he walked down here. But he is saying to us, he's saying, do not be full of fear, but be of good cheer. In other words, keep your joy. Don't let anything steal your joy, no matter how hard it gets as a mother or a person of God. Amen. And so really, our attitude is really the key. And Jesus lives big on the inside of us. And if he's living big, he can help us overcome every circumstance, every situation that we're dealing with. And sometimes we feel like we are at our end of our rope. Ladies, have you ever felt that way? Amen. But I'm going to say God's grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. Amen. The Apostle Paul was at the end of his rope at one point. Amen. And he was praying to the Lord. There was a demonic attack on his life. And the Lord gave him a scripture. He said in 2 Corinthians 12, 9, "My grace," somebody say God's grace, "is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that the power may rest on me." This is a great scripture, glory to God. And when we're struggling, we got to understand that God's grace can make up for our inabilities. We got to believe that. And God's grace is his power to help us when we're in our weakest need. Glory to God. And all we need to do is come to God in prayer for grace. Amen. And ladies, I know if you ever encounter any circumstance, you can always go to God in prayer. Amen. I like what it says in Hebrews 4:16. "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help of time and need." So number two, God gives you the grace to do whatever you need to do in your family. Amen. And then when you're feeling really like you can't do it, then you need to lean on Philippians 4:13. How many ladies have Philippians 4:13 memorized? You need to. Men as well. Glory to God. And this says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." It's good to confess that when you're encountering homework from the kids. Amen. Have you ever had a help in homework? I'm sure you have. And it's not easy. Some of the stuff they're giving these kids are like college stuff. Amen. I'm glad my wife's a math teacher. Glory to God. My daughter's coming home this math, and I don't think I did algebra, but I wasn't into calculus and all that stuff. And I'm telling you, my daughter's figuring out all these. I mean, you've got to be Einstein just to figure out some of this stuff. Amen. But you can. Somebody say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Amen. Now you can do all things. So you just need to maintain your joy and your peace in the process of the journey. You need to continue to understand that God's grace is with you no matter what. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, glory to God. And God can help you, amen? And if that doesn't work, always try AI, amen? Glory to God, amen. Some of you guys are smiling out there because you might have used it, amen? And the first person I want to focus on this morning, a mother of faith, is Sarah. And this is Isaac's mother. Isaac means laughter. And Sarah had great qualities as a woman. She was a woman of faith, and one of her qualities is that she was totally sold out to her husband, and she honored her husband. Amen. And if you're going to be a person of faith, you need to walk in honor towards those that love you, especially your spouse. Glory to God. And I love this because it says here in 1 Peter 3:6, and Peter talking about Sarah, it says, Sarah obeyed Abraham and called him Lord, whose daughter you are if you do good and not afraid of any terror. So here, Sarah was putting Abraham on a high pedestal. We know that your spouse is not above Jesus. We know Jesus is our Lord. We are in a new era. But this was showing the respect that Sarah had towards Abraham, because Abraham followed God. You can always respect your spouse that's following God, and maybe they might not be following God right now, but there's still a level of respect that you can show them. And when you show honor to those that are in authority, because the Bible says Jesus is the head, and it goes from the husband to the wife to the children, glory to God. And so there's a proper order, and when you put honor in its proper place, God will honor you. Do you believe that today? Amen. Sarah honored Abraham, and the great blessing she received of that was conceiving Isaac. Sarah had faith in God's promises to conceive Isaac in old age. Let's look at Hebrews 11, because Sarah made it in the hall of faith. And in the hall of faith, it's in Hebrews 11. It talks about these great faith heroes of the Bible. And Sarah is considered a great faith hero in the Bible. Yes, even ladies can be heroes in the Bible. Amen. And it says here in Hebrews 11:11, it says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive a seed. And she bore a child in which she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. So Sarah believed the word of God in spite of the impossibilities and the odds that were facing her. And I'm going to say this, you can believe God in spite of the impossibilities of your children, maybe not even serving God right now, but just wait, keep believing, and they're coming in. Glory to God. And your faith can make a difference for your family and generations to come. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? Amen. So I want to encourage you to have faith in God's faithfulness. It says that Sarah had faith in God's faithfulness. In other words, have more faith in God being faithful to you than you being faithful to Him. In other words, the Bible says feed on God's faithfulness. It says that in the Psalms, I believe Psalms 34, feed on God's faithfulness and God will make you faithful. Do you believe that today? So I love that. So we want to talk about that. Sarah was faithful, glory to God. So I want to encourage you to stay faithful in God. There is another Bible person in the Bible, and her name is Rahab. And her outstanding, I would call her Mother of Courage. Has anybody ever heard of Rahab? Amen. And Rahab is mentioned in the New Testament and the Old Testament. And Rahab, it says here in Hebrews 11:31, by faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she received the spies in peace. Rahab was a lady that lived in Jericho, and she heard about the Israelites coming in, and she knew that the Israelites were going to, you know, come in and invade her Jericho, and that they were going to take over. And so she was a lady that heard about this, and she heard about all the miracles of God, and she believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. She believed. She was a believer because she heard and saw all the great things that God was doing for the people of Israel. And I love that. And so Rahab had courage to do what she needed to do. She hid the spies. Amen. It says in James 2:25, likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the message and sent them out another way? Talking about the spies, there were spies that came in to Jericho to spy out the land. Amen. And they came to spy out the land, and they ended up in Rahab. Now, it says Rahab the harlot. I don't know how they ended up in her house. We're not going to go there this morning. But they ended up in her house. And that's another story to talk about. But they ended up in her house. And but this is interesting. Even though they call her Rahab the harlot and she didn't have a good pass, it doesn't matter where your pass is at, ladies. What counts in God's eyes is where you're going.
Amen.
So your pass is your past, and God's not focused on your past, and he wasn't focused on Rahab's past, and he wasn't focused on her present. He was focused on her future. And maybe you might have had a shaky past, ladies, and even gentlemen, because you can be in this message as well. But God can make something out of you.
Amen.
You got to believe that. Amen. And I love that. So these two spies ended up in her house, and she basically talked to them, and she hid them from the authorities, from the king's soldiers. The king found out that the two men came to her house, and she told them that they left her house and went towards the gate, and she protected the two spies. Amen. And then with that divine protection, it says here, she bartered with the spies. She persuaded the spies to save her and her family from them coming in and taking over the city. Amen. And so this is interesting about her, is that Rahab wasn't just concerned about herself. She was concerned about her mom, her dad, her brothers and sisters, and her family. If you're going to be a person of faith, you have to have some concern, not just for yourself, but you have to have concern for others around you. Amen. And I know if you're a lady of faith, you have faith and concern for your children, for your family, and you're believing God for the best for them. Amen?
Amen.
I love that. So Rahab received salvation in her family and her family because she made a pact with the two spies, glory to God. And so she risked her life. She could have got killed by the authorities, but she risked her life to save her and her family. Amen? So God is raising up courageous mothers. She is a mother of courage. And raising up courageous mothers will take God's blessing to the next generation. Amen. Glory to God. Another thing that great mothers have is good advice. Great mothers give good advice. Amen. And you have to have some faith that God will help you give good advice. Amen. And this is interesting because in Joshua 2:15, we're not finished with Rahab yet. She let the spies down from rope through the window for her house in the city. Well, and she said to them, "Go to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. After you may go." So she had wise counsel. She was even counseling the spies on how to get away. So I'm going to say this, ladies, you have more going for you than you think you do. You have the grace of God leading you and guiding you into all truth. Amen. And I'm going to say this, have more confidence in God's ability to lead you than your ability to do it on your own. Amen. So if you're going to be a person of faith, you must walk in courage and faith with the Lord. Amen. This is here's a powerful scripture for another scripture for you to meditate on. And this is when you're feeling fear, or you're feeling you're not up to the task, or you don't feel like you can do it. Amen. Have you ever felt that way at times? I felt that way at times, Gloria, even as a pastor. And it says in Joshua 1:9, the Lord is giving Joshua a command because Moses passed away and Joshua is taking command and leadership of the Israelites. He said, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Amen. So this is powerful. God is with you. He's going to help you do whatever he needs you to do, because I believe motherhood is a calling. Amen. And I believe it's one of the greatest callings that a person can have, because you're raising up the next generation that's going to do mighty exploits for God. Amen. Do you believe that today? Yes. Amen. The second person of faith we want to focus on is Ruth. Ruth's outstanding quality was her faithfulness to her mother-in-law, Naomi. And you could call Ruth the mother of faithfulness. And so who is Ruth? Well, Ruth, Naomi and her husband had two boys, and they moved to a place, Moabite city, and Moab, and because there was a famine in Jerusalem. And when they moved there, the two boys married Moabite women. And in the process of them living in Moab, Naomi's husband died and her two sons died. So I think you all know the story here. But now you got Naomi with the two daughter-in-laws, Orpah and Ruth. And glory to God. And so at that time, in that culture, that if you had a mother-in-law and you were married to their sons, you were supposed to stick with the mother-in-law. But Naomi was trying to persuade them to go back to their hometown and find husbands. And Naomi told her daughters, "Oh, just go back, find husbands. You're still young." And but Ruth, Orpah went ahead and says here in Ruth 1:14, "And they wept out loud, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and said goodbye. But Ruth clung to her, looked, and said to Naomi, 'Your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her.' But Ruth would not do that. And Ruth said that, 'I'm not going to leave you.'" Amen. And she made a pact with Naomi that she wasn't going to leave her, and that Naomi's God was going to be her God, and Naomi's people was going to be her people. And she stuck with Ruth. She stuck with Ruth. So she had a way out. Sometimes God will give us a way out. But if you're going to stay faithful, you're going to stick in it. You're not going to let go. You're not going to go a different way. And the end of the story is that Boaz was a rich landowner. And Ruth was working in the fields for the poor people. They could glean off the fields. And Boaz heard the story of Ruth coming back and supporting Naomi, and he gave her uncommon favor. I'm going to say this. Your faithfulness will bring uncommon favor into your lives. You got to believe that today. And so she ended up, you know the story, Ruth ended up marrying Boaz. Boaz was a distant cousin of Naomi, and according to their laws, he could buy the land that Naomi's husband owned, and that land could be passed down to their grandchildren. Glory to God. So what did God do? God opened up the grace door of favor for Ruth so that she could get married and have a wealthy husband, and that Naomi would be taken care of the rest of her life. That's powerful. That's powerful. So I'm going to say this. Never quit. Never give up. Never let go. Never quit on your kids. Never quit. No matter how bad it may get, no matter how bad the circumstances may look, stay in faith and keep believing God no matter what. Now, I want to talk to you about another lady in the Bible. And this lady, I'm going to coin her Mother of Prayer. Mother of Prayer. If you're going to be a faith person of God, if you're going to be a faith mother or lady or a person of God, you're going to have to learn to pray. I'm going to say that again. You're going to have to learn to get on your knees and pray, glory to God. My mom, you know the story. My mom prayed her whole family into the kingdom of God. We were all heathens. Amen. We were religious people. But we love doing the devil's work. Amen. We love to party. But my mom prayed for my family to come into the kingdom of God, and we all got saved, and we're all serving God today because of her prayers. Amen. And I remember I was a child, and I don't know, third grade, fourth grade, I was in crafts where you could make these different objects that you could put in a kiln and fire it up. You know what I'm talking about? Clay objects. And I made some clay praying hands for my mom. And these clay praying hands, they're prayer hands. And my mom still has those prayer hands in her room between some books. And I was in her room one day and I saw the prayer hands. And it was like God was inspiring me to tell mom her prayers are working, that they worked for the family and they worked for me, because I was a hot mess and I'm still a hot mess at times, but God is still working on me and he's still working on you. Do you believe that today? Amen. And those prayer hands are still, and you know what? My mom still prays. Even though we're all saved, she's still praying for each one of us, praying for family and relatives to get into a salvation with the Lord. Amen. So we want to talk about Hannah this morning, if I can get cleared up here. And Hannah was a lady that was barren. She had a hard time having children. Hannah was in a place where she was desperate. She wanted children. Have you ever been in a desperate place out here? Have you ever been in a desperate place of believing God for something? Amen. Have you ever been that desperate that you were crying out to God? And Hannah cried out to God. Amen. And she was crying out, and she was in bitterness of soul. It says in 1 Samuel 1:10, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you indeed look at the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. Amen. If you've seen Christopher, you probably think that we made the same vow. Christopher's hair is long. Amen. And so that's a Nazirite vow, by the way. The Nazirite vow is that you don't cut your hair. Amen. I got some men out here grinning because, yeah, we like long hair. Amen. The 70s look. Amen. And glory to God, never goes out of style. And so Hannah made a vow to the Lord and prayed and dedicated her first son to the Lord. And we as parents should be dedicating our children to the Lord. Amen. We should, in prayer, now, you know, you're not going to force them to go in ministry, glory to God, but you want to pray for them that they do God's will. You want to be praying that your children do God's will. And you as parents, if you're coming to church and bringing your children to church and they're learning about God and faith, you're a building a strong faith foundation that will last forever. The Bible says, raise up a child when he is young, and when he gets old, he will not depart from the Lord. Amen. And I'm telling you, I'm so glad that my parents raised us up going to church. Church was not an option in the Lambert household. Church was mandatory. Amen. And if you, as long as I was under my dad was an old Navy man, and it doesn't matter if I was 18 or 20 years old, you're going to church because I butter your bread. Amen. Amen. In other words, I wasn't paying any rent. So I said, well, what's an hour of church? That's a small price to pay to have a roof over my head. Amen. But my dad was an old Navy man. And so we went to church as a family. And this built faith on the inside of me before I even got saved. Yes, I went to church unsaved, but there was a foundation that was being built on the inside. And I'm going to say this to you this morning. There is a foundation of faith being built in each one of you, not just your children, but each one of you. So when the storms of life come your way, you'll be able to stand under the storms of life. Amen. And I love this because Hannah, after Eli was weaned, went back to the temple. Hannah went back to the temple and brought Samuel to Eli. And Eli took care of Samuel the rest of his days, raised him up to be one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. Samuel anointed the first two kings of Israel. Samuel was a powerful man and a famous prophet in Israel. And I'm going to say this. Some of you don't know who you're raising up, but God knows who they are. And they can be powerful in God in the future. Bet your bottom dollar. Amen. Amen. And I love this because God blessed Hannah with more children. A lot of people don't realize that. It says here in 1 Samuel 2:21, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord. So we see here that she gave Samuel to Eli, the priest, to raise up probably when he was 4 years old, 3 or 4 years old. And from that point on, he was raised up to be a great prophet. But in turn, God blessed her with five more children. Glory to God. That's awesome. Five children. And the number five stands for grace. It's God's grace that was on her life. She struggled. She couldn't have a child. She made a commitment to the Lord to give her first child to God. And then God blesses her with five more children. Children, what you give to God, God will give back to you and multiply it. Do you believe that today? Amen. And the last lady of faith, and I wasn't going to include her in, but I was talking to my mom last night. She says you have to include Mother Mary. So we have to include Mary, the mother of Jesus, because she's blessed forever. Amen. And so so I said, Mom, I'm tired. I don't want to put any more work in this. But she says, you got to do it. So I'm including Mary, the mother of Jesus. Amen. And let's look at her story, because I believe she had two outstanding qualities that caused God to pick her to be the mother of Jesus. And I believe, ladies, gentlemen, if you walk in these two qualities, you will have the uncommon favor of God in your life. And let's read this and discover the qualities together. It says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city in Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you because blessed are you among women. Powerful. That's a powerful greeting that the angel gave Mary. And he said, rejoice, highly favored one. I'm going to say this, that you all are highly favored in God if you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have the favor of God on your life. And it's and then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, verse 30, 31, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. And this is what was Mary's response. And this is what we're going to receive some truth in this response. She said, Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. So Mary had two outstanding qualities. We find out that Mary was a virgin. So that tells me that Mary walked in purity. If you're going to walk in the grace and the favor of God, you got to walk in purity and holiness towards the Lord. Can I get a witness in the house today? And so she walked in purity and holiness. She was sold out to God. And number two, she called herself a maidservant of the Lord. And this speaks of her humility. So her purity and her humility were the two keys that brought the favor of God on her life. And when we walk in purity and when we walk in humility, you will see the favor of God working in your life, bar none. So we discovered some key traits of these mothers of faith. Sarah was a mother of honor, honoring her husband and honoring God's word. Rahab was a mother of courage. She risked her life for her family. Ruth was a mother of faithfulness. She stayed true and never quit. Hannah was a mother of prayer and integrity. She prayed and followed through on her vow to God to give her son to Eli. And Mary is the mother of purity and humility. And when we walk in these attributes, we'll see the grace and the blessings of God on our lives every time. Did you receive it this morning? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love. I thank you that you are raising up a people. You're raising up mothers. You're raising up ladies. You're raising up people that's going to do your will, and they're going to have the favor of God around them to do it. And I thank you, Father God, for every person that's watching and listening to my voice. Perhaps you've never made a decision to make Jesus Lord of your life. Well, today is a day of salvation. And I want to encourage you to confess this simple prayer to receive Jesus. And when you do, you will have the King of Kings living in your heart. Say this and mean in your heart. Say, dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord God, if you pray that for the first time, we believe you got born again. Stay connected with Exceed Life Church. If you're here locally, come out, be a part of Exceed Life Church. We would love for you to be a part of our church. If you're not here locally, find a good church home that will help you move forward in your walk in Christ. Amen.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.